I'm Richard Lindley. I'm professorial fellow at the George Institute for Global Health.
Great.
I'm Mohammad Alim, research fellow for George Institute for Global Health India.
The ATTEND trial is a trial that's funded by the Australian government, and it's the result of an international collaboration with colleagues in India, the United Kingdom and Australia, and it's to try and find a low-cost rehabilitation intervention that would be applicable to millions of people in developing countries. So we're looking at family-led rehabilitation to provide some basic but important rehabilitation techniques for people who've had a stroke.
So what does family-led rehabilitation look like in India?
In India we have joint families, and this family-led rehabilitation concept should be working well, and we hope that the trial comes in a positive way. So the intervention, most of the patients in India have to pay out-of-pocket expenses. So this low-cost rehabilitation, which we are looking at training the family member in the patient caregiver, so that will be a very good intervention to look at in India.
So what kind of interventions are you looking at, and where's your evidence from?
What we've done with our team of experts, such as Anne Forster, Marion Walker in the United Kingdom, and Peter Langhorne, and our colleagues in India, Jayaraj Pandian, we've looked at the evidence for rehabilitation and chosen the best evidence to see how we can perhaps teach the family caregiver to do those sorts of exercises with the patient. So it's all about choosing some simple interventions that are appropriate for the patient at their level of disability, training the patient and the caregiver to do these activities, then help them practice the activities and support them with just two or three sessions in the hospital, followed up by two or three home visits. And that's the intervention. It needs to be compared to the usual care in India, which is actually stabilization in the hospital and then discharge home to the joint family, which we would usually call the extended family, but the Indian term is joint family, and this is where most family members live. But there's hundreds of millions of people in India who live in very poor conditions, and they cannot possibly afford even outpatient rehabilitation. But human capital is available in India, and we're using the human capital as our resource, and that's really, I think, going to be the innovation in this study. Can we use the human capital to deliver a rehabilitation technique that is appropriate and hopefully works? And that's what the trial is all designed to do, is to see if this intervention works.
Well, this is exciting and innovative. So I've heard that your trial is right on track in terms of recruitment. Do you want to give us a little bit of insight into that?
Till now we have recruited 923 patients out of the 1,200 target patients, and we are running on a target, and we are hoping that we will be finishing by this year end, or probably early next year by February end. And we have 14 active sites in our trial, which are working very hard to recruit, and because of their efforts, we are on target.
Well done, guys. Oh, do you want to say more? Go, Richard.
So we are currently on target for Jayaraj Pandian, who's the co-chair of the World Stroke Congress, to present the results at the Hyderabad World Stroke Congress in October next year. So we're very excited.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke Meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeOz2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organisation. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.